live at Triple M. Kennedy Malloy driving you home this afternoon. And Jane Day for breakfast. All thanks to North Jacqueline Nissan. Get one low finance rate on popular models. We'll play the pressure test after 8 o'clock this morning here on Triple M.
This weekend, a lot of people are gearing up for a big one at Caelan for the Fishing Classic, including Sue from the committee. You're gearing up for a big one, aren't you, Sue?
Yeah, sure am. The weather's looking absolutely perfect.
What makes a good fishing day? Like, does it have to have a little bit of cloud cover or what?
Oh, it hurts, but nice and hot's good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wasn't there like a rule that when it's rainy, it's better for the fish because it like churns up all of the dirt in the water for them to eat?
But we've just had an inch up here too, so that's, you know, giving everything a bit of a flush out. So you never know. Should be good.
Yeah,
so are we looking at a couple of records this year if that's the case?
Well, I don't know, but a lot of barra have been getting caught in the last couple of weeks, so I'd say,
yeah, that'll be pretty strong. I've got to say, every time we have a bit of rain around Mackaywood Saturdays, you always see people on the side of the road trying to catch barra in the drains. Do they actually live in the drains as well?
Not that I know of in the drains, but Kaganga Plains definitely, up Prossy Way.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, you see it everywhere there. I'm always tempted to pull over myself and do that.
Yeah, I know. Where else in the world do you fish off the side of the road?
It's true. How do we get involved if we want to get involved in the competition?
Okay, you can go to Sugar City Marine. You can go to Tackle World in Mackay. You can come out to Caelan. Jump on the Caelan Classic website on Facebook. And that will give you all the details. But, yeah, Tackle World have been great. Sugar City Marine have always been on board as well, and they're great. So, yeah, if you just call into one of those, grab yourselves an entry. Even if you don't catch a fish, you can win $1,000. So
get out.
Just your entry form puts you in the draw for $1,000. All right. Then there's another fish called the Sidua Mystery Fish. So Mr. Dewar gives me a fish in an envelope, and it's normally something that anybody can catch. You know, it's a bream, it's a whiting, it's, you know, just your easy catch fish.
And you won't know what the fish is until it's taken out.
You don't know what that fish is until I open that envelope on the Sunday afternoon.
Right.
And, you know, so any old fish can get you $1,000.
Okay. See, I thought the mystery fish would have been something that someone's actually caught from Debbie's Seafood and just had in the SV.
I think there's a way of telling if it's been dead for a while or if it's actually fresh.
We have Brett and Darren Campman on doing the actual weigh-in part, and Brett's pretty good at spotting anything that's been hanging around for a bit. So
beautiful. Yeah. All right. You can go to the Facebook page, Caelan Classic Fishing Competition. Sue, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no worries.
Appreciate it. May your rod bend often, as they say.
Thank you, Sue.
Thanks, Pete. See you later, there. Sue from the Caelan Fishing Classic.
So. Sounds like a good fun day out, eh? For the weekend.
Even if you don't catch a fish. But I think the whole point is to try and catch a fish, Sue. With our top today, 28 degrees here at Triple M.
Music that feels...